what were the big issues? I know the news is reporting that that the airline controllers union is upset because of some of the things he said. And
the air traffic controllers?
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. What did I say?
Just checking.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
Well, I wasn't present, so I'm paraphrasing, but apparently Mr. Sturgill said something to the effect that the agency is still trying to recover from listening to a P-51 take off here.
That's worth waiting for.
That's right. Sturgill apparently made the reference that his agency is still recovering from contract arrangements with NATCA made back during Jane Garvey's tenure at the FAA that, let's say, some feel were overly generous to the air traffic controllers. NATCA obviously taking exception to those comments, if in fact they're reported correctly. That's just the yin and the yang. There's nothing really...
Let's try to find an area here where the FAA has been proven correct in its assessment of its labor relations situation.
Well...
Okay. Can't find one.
Can't find one. No, FAA has historically, in my definition, means with successive administrations and successive administrators, been abysmal in its labor relations activities.
That's why they do that survey every year, just to find out how unhappy. Because,
right.
some employees think that the FAA's motto really is, we're not happy till you're not happy. We know our good friends at ATC work really hard to do right by us. And in some parts of the country, that is a nightmarishly high-pressure job.
Right.
But other than his defensive stature on this, apparently there weren't a lot of questions asked, if any questions asked, of the acting administrator. And some feeling among folks that were there that the questions weren't put to him because nobody expects him to be able to solve any problems since he's acting. He's not going to be confirmed,
right.
And there's going to be somebody new appointed before the end of the year.
And one of the, I don't know about the end of the year, but one of the main questions that he didn't really comment on, from what I understand, is the status of the 51% rule that we've discussed earlier in the week. It's a proposed rule that would fundamentally alter the regulations underlying the experimental.
Let me stop you one second.
Home
we've got an amazingly visual juxtaposition here. an F-22 Raptor being towed on the parallel taxiway.
And just behind it in the distance is a Ford Tri-Motor taxiing on the runway. That's truly...
That's quite an airplane.
Very interesting picture here.
Yeah. That is a big bird.
But Sturgill is probably, unless there's some limitation on an acting administrator's tenure, of which I'm not aware, Sturgill will probably be acting administrator into next year, maybe even as late as March, before the next president has an opportunity to fill that slot permanently.
Depending on who is moving into the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue address, we've seen administrator replacements named before inauguration.
That may be true, but I don't think that's going to be a real high priority this year.
But
and there still has to be a confirmation hearing.
But the typical turnover ritual, if you will, is that all the folks in those posts serve, by definition, at the pleasure of the president.
Absolutely.
So after the election, according to tradition, they all, since it's going to be a new White House, one way or the other, they all submit their resignations. Many of them will be accepted, and that job will get handed down to a new number two who's going to be more than likely, more hopefully, a career civil servant at the FAA to be caretaker until the new boss arrives for a new five-year term.
Yeah. Let me wrap up this FAA discussion by saying something that we've said before, but I think it bears repeating, is although we are more than prepared to take the FAA to task from time to time on things that we think they're making some bad choices on, there are great segments of the FAA that do a remarkable job.
Most of the people there are great folks, and they very often have to fight tooth and nail to get the adequate resources out of Congress to do their job.
Yep. Not the least of which is the army of FAA controllers that are here this week.
Yes.
We're looking at about a half dozen. I see four of the shocking pink-shirted controllers that are out on right on the edge of the taxiway here, controlling these departures.
It brings an old rock song to mind that I am going to spare everyone from.
So, thanks to them for all their great work
and throughout the year. And thanks to Dave for his judgment.
And we also want to give as Stephen Colbert might say, a tip of the hat to the folks that are here from Lockheed Martin's field service crew, mobile flight service stations. They've been doing yeoman work here, dealing with a lot of folks headed in a lot of different directions into a lot of regions for which they don't normally breathe. So,
yeah, right. Yeah.
I've heard no negative feedback about dealing with the flight service briefers here on the field this year.
Uh-huh.
Nothing whatsoever. It's been actually pretty affirming.
Yeah. Well, we are not only reaching the end of our allotted time for the podcast, but we're reaching the end of the allotted time for our week here at AirVenture.
Melancholy, baby. It always feels melancholy.
I know. What's next? Where are we going from here? What can we expect in the coming year? I mean, first of all, let me say that in a couple of weeks, we're going to celebrate, we're going to have two celebrations. I don't think they're the same episode. We're going to celebrate both our second anniversary as a podcast.
That's coming
sooner. Also, our 100th episode is coming up, and we're kind of excited about that, but
kind of scratching our heads trying to figure out how we got here.
That's right. But one of the ways we got here is because so many cool people are listening and giving us feedback and setting us straight and telling us what they like. And, you know, we've sort of alluded to this, but I just want to officially say how much we appreciate everyone who listens to this podcast.
It is so gratifying and still so surprising to have somebody come out of a crowd and, mm-hmm. and identify us by name because of our voices, mostly. And tell us how much they appreciate what we do, how much they enjoy listening to us. Some of them, how they listen to old episodes again and again because they just got such a kick out of something. Folks, you keep dialing in. We'll keep doing it.
Yep, absolutely. So as we, I'm sorry, Jeb, were you going to say
well,
something?
Well, I was just going to say, you kind of touched on a question of, you know, what's going to be what's going to happen in the next year? What's going to be a big story during the next year? Maybe what's going to be a big story here next year? And I would go out on a limb and say that one of the bigger stories in the coming year, well, two bigger stories, will be what the next occupant of the White House will want to do to and with the FAA,
mm-hmm.
With next gen, with airspace modernization, things like that. But bringing it a little bit more close to home, I think what's going to happen with Eclipse aircraft is going to be a very big story here over the next 12 months.
Yeah.
I would like to be here next year and have a discussion of how all the bugs in the aircraft have been worked out and how they're on track to making consistent the installation of avionics and equipment in each aircraft in their fleet. I don't know what's going to happen, but that's certainly something that's on our radar screen.
There's no question that the category, if you will, that they created of very light jets will thrive.
Yeah, absolutely.
The question, of course, is what will happen to this founder company, and will they survive the current troubles that they're going through?
They'll survive the current troubles, and it will be not easy. It will incur some pain. But, you know, the remarkable thing happened. They got established. They're on their way. They need to fix it, and I think they shall. I think in the coming year, when we come back here in 2009, that there will be a significantly smaller population of companies promoting and selling light sport aircraft.
Yep.
Because we're essentially seeing an identical repeat of what happened with the ultralight community, and some of them I don't think will be here by the end of the year, be in existence by the end of the year, which is a pity because some of the airplanes are really good from established manufacturers overseas. One last thing, I meant to ask to mention this a little earlier, but we got to tip our hat to Marion Blakey, the former FAA administrator, who promised that she would be back, and she came back. She volunteered. We've seen her on the grounds. We've heard about where she worked. Way to go. We've even heard that she's a new student pilot.
Yeah, we've heard that through the grapevine. It's not an official thing.
I'm Jack Hodgson. I think that's enough talking. Let's all go flying.
TTFN.